USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political turmoil for Democrats continues to grip the state of Virginia amid fierce calls for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo surfaces from his medical school yearbook in the 80s. There are allegations against the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, accused of sexually assaulting a woman 15 years ago. And now the Democratic Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to wearing blackface when he was a student in college. Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia.
I'm shocked and incredibly disappointed. This has been an awful week for Virginia.
The U.S. is demanding Venezuela allow humanitarian aid to enter the troubled country as soldiers there have blocked a bridge to stop a shipment from entering. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A day after calling for bipartisanship during his State of the Union address, President Trump is now accusing House Democrats of what he calls presidential harassment. Speaking with reporters at the White House, Trump dismissing the investigations of him and his administration.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The president calling Democrat Adam Schiff a, quote, political hack, as the California Democrat is the House Intelligence Committee chairman. He announced the launch of a new investigation into President Trump's family finances. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne back in a hospital, reportedly suffering complications from flu. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee's wife and manager Sharon Osbourne saying on Twitter he was admitted to a hospital a few days ago as doctors believe that's the best way to achieve a speedy recovery. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As politics continue to divide Americans, former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe says enough already. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Mike Rowe is a host of the Facebook series Returning the Favor and also of Dirty Jobs fame. Now, Rowe was on Fox News, and he discusses President Trump's State of the Union address by saying the political polarization in the country is becoming dangerous.
What the president just said, I can't quote him verbatim, but it was really interesting. Just seconds ago, it was vengeance, this or that, this or that, this or that. Now, the fundamental choices are binary in everything. Mm-hmm. Right now, he's right. It is this or that. And it's dangerous to frame everything as good or bad, right or wrong, blue collar or white collar, right? But that's where we are as a country. As a result, we simply don't know what to stand for. Because when we hear something we agree with, if it's coming out of a source we don't like, we're paralyzed. Likewise, if we hear something we disagree with from a source we like, we can't call them out. Because everything has been framed as this or that.
New Mexico's Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she's withdrawing National Guard troops from the southern border.
I am not going to participate, nor do I think it's appropriate in any shape or fashion, to use the National Guard to attempt to militarize the border when we're dealing with asylum seekers who their constitutional rights continue to be breached in this fashion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.